This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I gotta say, I'm liking this sunny San Diego thing pretty well there, Super Don. It's kind of weird because I'm used to doing evening shows, and here I'm doing afternoon drive time. Still here from the Best Answer for Cancer, a couple of more days of work in the area. Not complaining, certainly missing home, the wife, the kids, and all of that stuff. But my gosh, I can't complain about how beautiful it is, and they've had so much rain. It's actually green here. In my years of traveling to California, unless I was in far northern California, you rarely see green. They've been in a drought so long. So anyway, welcome, my friends, to the place for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week of broadcast health and healing, health freedom like nowhere else. Super D, are you still hiding from tornadoes and floods? What's going on?
No. It's a nice sunny day. I think it's in the low 70s today. So the wrath of the Titans has passed.
Okay, well, that's good news. I'm sure like some people have suffered pretty harshly with some of this weather, I understand.
Down in Texas. Texas got hit especially hard. I think the death toll's up to 18 last time I looked.
Wow, okay. Well, listen, I've got some cool things tomorrow. I'm just going to let you know, give you a heads up, even though we're just starting our broadcast tonight. I'll be at CV Sciences. Our friend Stuart Tompkins and many others are going to join us for a live two-hour broadcast special on CBD and cannabis and hemp. And you definitely want to set your clocks, remind you, if you want to listen live, if you want to call in with questions about cannabis and hemp and CBD, tomorrow's your show. Tonight, though, of course, we've got Dr. Rasha Bitar as we wrap up from The Best Answer for Cancer. Got some really, really important stories to cover. Some we didn't get to on Sunday on our afternoon broadcast then, or morning broadcast then. That was a funny thing to wake up early in the morning and have to do a radio show at 10 a.m. Pacific instead of 1 p.m. Eastern. So get ready for Dr. Bitar. We got some more on the Somali immigrant autism and measles issue out of Minneapolis. Let's see, acute care medicine, Trump. Ooh. Well, before we get to that, yesterday's show, we had Tony Harris on. He tweeted me first hour of the show, said, "Hey, Robert, tonight's the night. Our new show, I think it's their third episode, called Scene of the Crime, is on Discovery ID, and you're in it."
Fourth episode.
Is it fourth episode? Okay.
It is.
And so like I scrambled, I sent him a tweet back, "Hey, you want to go on the show? Let's hear about it." And he was on, and it aired last night on Discovery ID. I don't know if they replay it or if it goes to stream live online. Super Don, were you able to see it?
I saw it. And it was really cool to see you on the Discovery Channel. Now, listen, his show is produced and done really, really well. There are some other episodes as a result of watching this one that I'm going to want to watch just because it's really that well put together and interesting. But yeah, I mean, it was cool to see, you know, you and to see Aaron Elizabeth. And I remember, and people who've been listening to the show for a while will remember, back, how long ago was it now? Two, three months?
It was 2015 when we, first of all, I'm just going back to Dr. Bradstreet's death. Remember after we were at Autism One and we interviewed him, but
right.
You're right. It was a couple of months, 2 or 3 months ago where he, was interviewing, Aaron and I. and about this. And, you know, I didn't know if it was going to be a hatchet job hit piece or anything, but Tony seemed like a nice guy, and I think he proved himself, so
it
I was impressed.
Done, yeah, it was done really well. It was very fair and balanced and tasteful, and it brought up a lot of interesting details that even I, being on the show here and having, you know, met Dr. Bradstreet and, you know, read all of the things, and all, there were details and interesting things about the case that I learned that I thought were very interesting. So it's definitely worth taking a look at. I don't know how, you know, if you've got the Discovery Channel, I think you have the ability of being able to go back and look at particular shows, like on demand, you know, type deal.
Sure.
And I'm sure eventually it'll come out and it'll be available online somewhere, but it's definitely worth watching. And how cool is it that you're sitting there talking with Tony Harris in your kitchen, and I'm looking, watching the thing, and I look down, and there is your Echo water system.
Oh,
on,
goodness.
On camera.
I was a little nervous when you said, I looked down and you weren't wearing any pants.
You weren't wearing any pants. No.
No, I was. Honest, I was. That was kind of fun to all y'all that don't believe I have an Echo water system. I have it.
It's
You'll
there.
See it if you watch it. By the way, I think you got a screen grab from it we put in the show notes tonight. So if you go to robertscoutbell.com, Captain Morgan put the notes up, and you scroll down toward the bottom, and you'll see a little screen grab of the interview that took place there. And you see, the Echo water unit there. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
A little sneak peek at Robert's kitchen. Nice.
Yeah. Folks, it was clean because I wasn't in it. I was on the outside of it. Let's see, what else we got in the news tonight? I think we're going to open with some Trump news. We got to open with some Trump news, Grandpa. I hear your grandbabies doing some stuff in the background there, and that's okay. We're a family show most of the time, unless Super Don wants to talk about other things, which we might in the segment, the last segment of this hour, what we're planning to do. Trump evidently, you know, trying to slash the budget, as they call it. I mean, even a 10% reduction in anything is considered slashing, because nothing can be taken away once it is given. It's like bestowed from on high, and they don't, you know, any cut is like the worst thing ever. And this is on Vox, which is kind of a left-leaning big pharma-supporting website. But they say Trump wants to slash the health research budget, but Congress is saying no. And my question is, what made you think that the president would be able to slash the budget for the National Institutes of Hell No, we won't look at anything holistic? That's what NIH stands for, by the way. And of course, they're not going to do it. They're going to claim everybody's going to die. No one will survive cancer ever, because, you know, unless we spend billions and trillions of dollars, in wars on drugs, I'm sorry, in wars on diseases, you can't cure them. But I'm looking at all the things that are listed here that they would have had cut just a little bit. It wasn't like they were slashing the budget. It wasn't like they were actually eliminating it. But Vox is, you know, very much in the can for the research community, and they're just worried about losing their budget. You know, what would happen? Let's see. They would second year in a row. The lawmakers, instead of cutting anything, they actually increased the budget by $2
billion. $2
billion. How many of you get an automatic raise every year? How many? Automatic, no matter what's happening in the company, if it's doing well or not doing well, you're always going to get more money. Well, that only happens if you're Congress and you're doling out, if you will, the money that they're stealing from the taxpayer via inflating the currency, which is done via the Federal Reserve notes. $650 million, they're adding a 430% increase to fight opioid abuse. I'm telling you, we could do that already with CBD for fractions of a penny on that Federal Reserve note dollar. They're throwing in $400 million to increase Alzheimer's disease research. We already know that it's a deficiency of selenium in the presence of mercury and aluminum. Why do you need $400 million more to figure that out, that which we already know? They want $475.8 million more to boost the National Cancer Institute funding. The NCI, again, a corrupt organization that never met selenium that it said could reverse cancer, or if they did, they suppress it almost immediately. Funding increases included for two of President Barack Obama's signature health initiatives, which were part of the 21st Century Cures Act. $120 million boost for Precision Medicine Initiative, PMI, PMS is what it is, and $110 million increase for the Brain Initiative to map the human brain. Why? Because they want to drug it. They want to put electrodes in it to control it. This is not something that is a benefit to the American people, but You know, what do I know? I'm the guy who says the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. $50 million increase to combat antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Excuse me? Excuse me? We already know how to do that. We use silver hydrosol. We enhance immunity through other mechanisms. We have an ability to go beyond antibiotic-resistant bacteria without destroying you with more toxic antibiotics, which are a form of chemotherapy. Not very therapeutic, but very deadly over time. They are increasing to every institute and center. Everything going up, 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 and up, because Big Pharma certainly can't afford to pay for its own research. They're floating on the taxpayer because they can, because Congress always will. Trump, you know, the one thing I hope that you're smart enough to learn is that no matter how much you want to cut the budget, the only way you can do it is push through the audit of the Fed and let people know how much they're being ripped off, and that they're going to want to shut the Fed down, end the Fed, or at the very least free up competition in currency. Make competition to the Federal Reserve note legal, and then suddenly you'll find out how fast you're able to cut the budgets, because people are going to move to something that is not inflatable in the same way. Super Don, anything to add to that?
No, I stepped out of the way because you just ripped them a new one. That's good.
Yeah, I needed
this. Nice job.
I needed
this.
Nice job. Now, the next story here related to this is like money for this. How about money for brain health, right? They want to map the brain. I tell you they want to drug the brain. Am I exaggerating? Am I joking? Am I joshing? Am I kidding? No, I'm serious. This is out of the NIH. NIH.gov, National Institutes of, hell no, we won't look at anything holistic. If we do, we'll run out of money because the drug industry will complain. They're talking about antidepressants here. They're saying, wow, man, those SSRIs are awesome. We have just found that if we give somebody a drug like this, an SSRI or something like what they're calling an amitriptyline, temporarily it inhibits the blood-brain barrier. So they found a way, by giving you an antidepressant drug, to make sure that everything else they give you as far as a drug will target the brain to destroy it. They're going to claim, oh, this is how we're going to get over Alzheimer's. But Alzheimer's is already due to toxicity, to toxic burden, to oxidative stress and damage to brain tissue. And they've just found a way to enhance it by putting everybody on an SSRI medication. Brilliant. Brilliant. Freaking brilliant. No, these are lunatics. These are idiots. These are drug-infested rats running the asylum at NIH. And Congress wants more money for them. They are also rats. Demorats. Republic rats, anybody that is fighting Trump on wanting to cut even 10%, 5%, 1% off of the budget of these criminal medical pharmaceutical research organizations. Yeah, you got it. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. Big Pharma don't live here. I hope you appreciate that. How many mainstream voices? Well, no, there are none that talk this way, as you know. Folks, we got young Americans eating more something than something else they should be eating. What is it? We're going to find out after this break. Also, we're going to be talking about mumps and more. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
This time in California, I'm going to make all the leftists happy right now. I'm going to say the GOP is not worth a sack of monkey testicles at this point. Talking about they can't even find the votes to repeal Obamacare. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's because
that's
they want to reject it.
That's not very sensitive to monkeys, you know.
It's true, it's not. But, you know, what do you want with elephants and donkeys? I mean, I go to California, it's beautiful weather here, and I'm just doing a gripe, bitch, moan, and complain session. It feels like it. I don't mean to. But I need to point some of this stuff out because it's so ridiculous. And everybody says, oh, you can beat the system, you can fix the system. It's like, are you kidding me? Unless what I said Trump should do, unless he does it, really push hard on the audit the Fed bill, which would then lead to revelations that would cause people to gasp. Those who are not too fluoridated or drugged, maybe that's only a few people now, that's true, but it didn't take that many percentage-wise to start the American Revolution. So it doesn't take everybody. Everybody else will just kind of go along because they're too weak to do anything else. But I'm talking about getting to the heart of the matter, right? You're going to sit there, well, they can't, well, maybe we need a supermajority of Republicans in Congress and the Senate. Poppycock. It's no, these people get in there and they just suck at the teat and they pay back their voters, their donors, whatever it is. And it's not about you or me, as George Carlin said, we're not in that club. So why do you keep paying into it? Why do you keep buying into it? Why do you keep thinking they're going to just give you all the things back that you say you want, right, or need? Of course, since most of the Americans are apparently feeding their little babies the moment they're chewing food, French fries instead of veggies, I just feel like, we need to, I don't know, what are we going to do here? They're probably GMO oil cooked, too. It's a story out of UPI. Young Americans eat more fries than veggies. I get it with kids and teenagers, right? You get into that phase, but my gosh, Instead of organic baby food, they're giving them French fries the moment they're able to eat and chew their food.
We're talking toddlers. This is they did a survey. In four 6 to 11 month-year-olds. Six to 11 month olds, and 1 in 5 1-year-olds had no reported vegetable consumption at all on days that they were surveyed.
Wow. Hey, you know what? This explains. By the way, have your grandkids eaten your microphone? I think you're going through the air mic tonight instead of your good mic, even though you got a new. New cable for it. Yeah, I think it just is defaulted to whatever your air mic is.
Oh, no. I know, this whole time I've been talking. Hold on, I'm going
to
check.
Yeah, let's
embarrass Super John tonight.
That's right. That's what we do on the show.
Check us out.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
How's this?
Oh, man, the sweet sounds of the velvety sounds of Super Don are back.
Dude, yeah. We are like 26 minutes into the show, and you just caught that?
Well, you know, I'm in sunny San Diego, and I'm griping about everything else. I didn't want to add you to the
mix. No wonder you said you could hear the grandkids in the background.
Yep, that explains it, doesn't it?
That's
no worries, my friend, no worries. Hey, you know, any American...
We are professionals.
Yes, we talk into French fries instead of microphones. That's right. Super Don, please, don't feed the grandbabies French fries.
Okay,
especially
all right.
In GMO oil.
I'm just going to go sit in the corner now.
Okay, yeah, but put on the cap. I don't know, made out of French fries. There's a lawsuit, apparently, speaking of the ballpark Franks kind of scenario, everybody's going to the baseball, it's playing, it's that season. There's a lawsuit aiming to ban hot dogs and processed meat from L.A. schools. You mean they're serving hot dogs and processed meat in L.A. schools? Are you kidding me? Is there any reason why they can't learn and they're violent? Maybe that's the reason. Of course, we're in California, and you'd think they'd know better, but apparently, you know, it's cheap food, it's subsidized food. If you're not sending your kids to school with your own food from home, what can I say? You have access to growing gardens in Southern California. I don't think there's much of an excuse. And we've talked about some in the inner city. You know, you say, well, they're too poor to get organic food. Hey, we've covered people that are, you know, taking abandoned lots and lands, and they're actually putting in organic gardens to feed the neighborhood and getting very abundant. There's a long growing season in Southern California. So do we need a ban? I think what we need to do is pull our kids out of government indoctrination centers and homeschool them. But then again, I don't know that many Americans, if they've been through the government indoctrination centers and their adult parents now, know how to homeschool if they even had the time to do it. And that's part of the basis for an article that John Rappaport wrote, and it's published in the I don't know if we have it in the show notes, but if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see it there. And, you know, the point is, do we really need to sue the school districts? Jason, by the way, I know there's a bumper music playing, whether I'm not hearing it, but I'm just going to go to... Okay, I'll go to break
there
now, right
it
here
is.
Now. Yeah. So, anyway, folks, again, take control. Take back control what you have genuine control over. If you believe the government controls you and forces you to give French fries to your infants, you live on the planet SSRI. And your brain is bleeding.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
Not to rub it in, but I'm in San Diego and you're not. Unless you're listening to us live on the Robert Scott Bell Show stream through GCN or syndicated. If you have an affiliate there, I'm not sure, but certainly there are affiliates around the country. You're listening live and we appreciate you and them. If you miss a show, GCN has the archives pretty quick. It's also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. We have UK Health Radio and more. And, of course, SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. You can listen anytime. Thanks for being here. Thank all y'all for supporting the local stations that do carry this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. We got comments. We got questions coming in. I'm wondering about my garden because it's been very dry back home. And I got a tweet from my wife saying, woohoo, it's raining, right? Like, that was great news. And funny, in California, they're out of the drought. And she picked one of my peppers. pick a pepper. That's a good alliteration. And it was a cayenne pepper. And she said she cut it up, and then she, for some reason, washed her face instead of washing her hands first. Yeah, a little stinging going on.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she's okay. She's okay.
Bad, 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 bad.
I know.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody, if you've handled anything like that, peppers of any kind, that it's inevitable that as soon as you get the stuff on your hands, your eye itches or your nose itches, and, you know, sometimes you just don't think about it because it'll do the same thing. If you, like, rub your nose.
Oh, yeah.
And
Right? We love our cayenne pepper, but not in the eye, okay? That's what they call pepper spray, self-induced. But wash your hands first thoroughly. Use orange TKO or something. Let's see, what else? Oh, on Trump news as well, I saw a headline. I think you saw that too, Super Don. Like, Trump disses the Constitution, right? Says it's yes. anachronistic, it's archaic, and we should get rid of it. Of course, it's fake news because it's like he was on a Fox News channel, he was interviewed, and it was actually about the archaic, what would you call them, guidelines?
Going after the House and Senate rules as being archaic, not the Constitution.
Right.
And there's a big difference there.
There's a distinction to be made.
The rules of the filibuster and all that kind of stuff, none of that's in the Constitution. Those are rules that were established in the Senate and the House.
Yep.
And so that is what he was talking about. You can read the transcript of the interview, and this is a spin that I think originated from a paper in the UK. Mm-hmm. And then over here, Salon picked it up, Vox picked it up, and now it's starting to go through, the social media. So, folks, again, you can't believe everything you see. You got to take a few minutes because there's so much of this BS being pushed through the social media right now. You got to give it its due diligence.
By the way, I just got another message. She said, I washed my hands twice with soap, but it's that potent. So I make potent peppers, apparently. And I think she wanted to make sure that everybody thought she wasn't so absent-minded that she doesn't know to wash her hands first. She said she washed them twice. It wasn't enough. So how interesting. Potent peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of potent peppers.
Yes. Rebel Robert did that. So that's Farmer Bob, as Captain Morgan would tease me. We have a comment of the day coming from someone named Apothecarol. What an interesting name, Apothecarol.
That's a cool name.
I'm assuming you're a woman. But then again, Carol Channing was a man. No, was a woman?
Carol Channing was not a man.
Oh, never mind. It was a different Carol Connor or something. Played Archie Bunker, right? Wasn't that Carol as well?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so it could be a man, but you never know. And we can't be judgmental, right? We don't want to melt a snowflake. A comment of the day coming out of Dallas. Mumps outbreak in the Dallas area has been making the local news for a couple of weeks now. Apothecarol says, I noticed they never say how many students were vaccinated for mumps in any of the reports, but they are calling for booster shots. Of course they are. Because when their shots don't work, they don't pull them back and say, why didn't they work? They say, let's do more of them. This is the idiocy. This is the lunacy. Of course, it does relate to the Federal Reserve, folks. You got to understand, they wouldn't have the money to do this willy-nilly. Just at the hot, we got to spend more money. We got to buy more vaccines. They'd be going, you know what? What we spend our money on matters because we have a limited supply. But they don't believe that because they can keep printing or electronically creating out of nowhere, if you will, in a vacuum. But it's not a vacuum because it ends up going out to the people that are hurt the most, the people that get to touch the money last. And it does relate here, folks. It does relate. So the vaccine doesn't work. That's the point. The mumps vaccine, Merck is being sued by a couple of whistleblowers because they spiked the tests with rabbit's blood that had antibodies to the mumps because they couldn't elicit the response in human test subjects. So the mumps vaccine does not work. Do you hear me? It doesn't work. And we're not even talking about the measles thing right now, which sheds and causes measles. We're talking about the fact that the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, the mumps, does not work. According to their own studies, that's what the whistleblowers are claiming, and they're suing Merck, and it was upheld. Merck tried to throw it out. It's upheld. It's moving forward. So what they say here, of course, is that there's nothing you can do in the article. In the article is a CBS local affiliate, and they say there is no treatment for mumps, but most people recover completely in a few weeks. That's half right. The vast majority of people recover in a few weeks completely. But that there's no treatment for mumps, that's a lie. It's a half-truth. It's a whole lie. They, you know, what? When can they one day acknowledge that there's no allopathic treatment for mumps? That's where we need to be going. There's no allopathic treatment, but they don't distinguish because they say the only medicine is allopathic. Flexner Report, medical school stimulated and sponsored and stamped with approval, FDA approved. Those toxic drugs, those are the only real medicines. Nothing else matters. Nothing else counts. We can't report on it because our pharmaceutical advertisers would run for the hills. We'd go out of business. So we have homeopathy. We have the mumps nozode, prophylaxis, and, of course, in response to the mumps to elicit an immune response that's more efficient. We have silver hydrosol that modulates immunity, has direct impact on viruses, of course, bacteria, fungus, anything going on with the immune system. Selenium. Very, very critical, the right form, micrograms. You can bring it on up 100, 200, 400, 800 in the right form. The things that we talked about with Chris Barr. But again, this is the mainstream media. It does not give you the whole truth. It hardly gives you the half truth when they say there is no treatment for mumps. That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. But they're going to say, well, the doctors say there isn't, so it must be the truth. The government says there isn't, so it must be the truth. Be like George Carlin. If the government says it so, don't believe it. Unless you can prove it independently, unless you can verify and validate it independently. So, am I being too hard on the government and on doctors today? Probably not hard enough, Supernon.
No. Hey, listen, you question everything. And you know what? Somebody might say, this is this. And you might look at it, and you might even still be wrong, but you still want to try and think for yourself. You know, investigate the thing. Check it out. See what other people say. Do some reading. You know, do a little investigative work. Be a skeptic.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's how we discover the truth. You question everything, no matter what it is. Question
right.
it. Well, you want to know why. And if it's one of those things, and listen, as parents, we were always, well, I don't know about you, but, you know, maybe, you know, everybody out there who's either been a parent or their parent can probably remember a time where, you know, the kid would question, you know, why? Because I told you to, you know, right? Well, you know what? Don't let the government do that. Don't let anybody do that, you know? Figure out what the reason is why, because when you just start blindly following stuff because people say, do as I say, not as I do,
right.
You know, or something like that, that's when you get suckered in to doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing and you really honestly don't want to be doing.
Right. So whether the point is here, whether they've been vaccinated or not for mumps, they're sort of the same. Actually, the people who have been vaccinated are at a disadvantage because their immune systems have been assaulted. So they're weaker in response to a mumps outbreak. But they're not mentioning whether the mumps outbreak is occurring in vaccinated or unvaccinated individuals or what percentage of each. So that's, again, more of the same. More of the same here from the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We can get through the heart of the cause of these things. And there's a great story. Jeffrey Jackson has come out of temporary retirement, and it's good news for all of us. Big news about claims that, there are doctors and researchers calling for the neonatal hepatitis B vaccine to be banned. Banned! As more and more injuries become evident from this high aluminum-containing vaccine. This is the one where if you're born in the hospital, they don't ask you unless you know to say no. They just assume your baby is going to sneak out of the delivery room and have a tattoo with a dirty needle because he needs a hepatitis B shot, right? It's ridiculous. But especially in the neonatal units, it's even more vicious because these babies are ounce for ounce so small, and they give them the same shot. Not that they should be getting it at all, but they give them the same dose. And it's brutal what's happening. And you can go to the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to the original press release on this issue. Again, doctors and researchers calling for a ban of the Hep B vaccine use, especially for NICU, you know, the neonatal intensive care unit babies, a lot of the preemies, etc. And in the show notes, we borrowed some of it just to show you what their concern is. The basis for inclusion of the aluminum, you know, with a review of it. And they revealed that, number one, the amount of aluminum in vaccines is not based on safety studies. Not at all. Instead, the levels are based on the amount required to activate the immune system. Remember, aluminum is added to irritate the immune system, which facilitates a hyperimmune response, autoimmunity, cancer, the autoimmune diseases, including type 1 diabetes, because you trigger certain things and your body starts attacking itself. Your immune system starts attacking those cells that have become intoxicated with these poisons, in particular, in this case, aluminum. Number two, the safety studies that have been conducted have been primarily dietary studies in adult mice who do not have developing brains. So they say, oh, it's safe. Well, I don't know. Did you even test it on baby mice that are still brain developing? No. We tested it on adult mice. But we're just going to borrow that science because it's science. And science says we're going to science the crap out of their brains, basically, is what they're saying. They don't give a flip. Three on this list, only 2.2 to 0.3%, a tiny portion of aluminum from diet is absorbed. In contrast, all of the aluminum in vaccines must be processed or stored internally. See, this is what, and I told you so, from Robert Scott Bell. It's different when you ingest these things. The GI tract intact can protect you if you ingest it. But when you inject it, all bets are off. Number four, past studies have shown unacceptable rates of serious adverse events, including mortality due to vaccines given to neonates. The FDA, number five, has failed to act adequately to render safe guidelines. Whoop-de-doo, right? Yeah, it's the FDA. They can just say that they're for you. They're protecting you. They're not. Not at all. Six, infants receiving the Hep B shots receive 15 days worth of safe limit of 4 to 5 micrograms of aluminum per day, hydroxide form, parenteral. That's non-dietary sources in one day. And finally on this list, due to accumulation, the calculations these scientists, the researchers, doctors figured out, they tell us that exposure durations are likely unacceptable for newborns, especially for low birth weight babies, which that's a big part of who's in the NICUs, okay? Folks, you want real healing. Keep coming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll tell you what's going on in the news and give you perspective you won't get anywhere else. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. Pay it forward. And check out that Discovery Show, Scene of the Crime, that I'm in.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com.
a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You ever have a segment you're going into and going, I don't know if we should do this segment because we're probably going to get in a lot of trouble. If not from the FTC, then, you know, maybe spouses out there. This is for everybody, right? If a headache is not enough, maybe you should follow the dragonfly's lead. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Just want to acknowledge everybody, you know, at Best Answer for Cancer, Annie Brandt, once again, thank you. Wonderful weekend in San Diego. Still going on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show another day, and we're going to be at CV Sciences. Our friends plus CBDOil.com are hosting me tomorrow for a two-hour hemp intensive. So if you have questions about CBD, hemp, anything like that, line up tomorrow, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Somebody apparently just called, wanted to talk about firearms and guns, which we can do. We can do that. I'd have my son answer that call. Right? You can call, but tomorrow it's about hemp. Tonight we got Dr. Batar, Advanced Medicine, coming up after the break. By the way, if you go to pluscbdoil.com, you want to get some, order it, you can get 15% off with the code RSB15, which we can also get from Activation Products, our Ease Magnesium and Oceans Alive. I'm spraying the Ease Magnesium because it's drier here. Who knows if I'm sweating out minerals, but I take that Ease Magnesium wherever I go too. So it's keeping Super Don happy as well.
Is there anything else you can talk about to try and stall?
You knew what I was doing, didn't you?
Just wondering. Right. Yeah, I mean, how's the weather?
Yeah, the weather's great. All right. I got to do this. All right, here's the headline. I'm not making it up. Subaru's not making it up.
Let's set this up real quick. All right, you're married. Okay. I'm married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're just going to be perfectly honest. Sometimes situations present themselves where, let's say, one spouse is in the mood to get frisky and the other one's not. And it doesn't matter what the reason is. Had a bad day, you know, not feeling well, got a headache, whatever, okay?
But to what lengths will the spouse go to say, not happening?
You know, I mean, look, you know, usually, you know, for me, it's just been, you know, look, you know, not now, you know, for whatever. And there's a reason, whatever, you don't push it, whatever, right? So apparently dragonflies.
Mm-hmm.
Dragonflies have their own special way, and this apparently are the female dragonflies.
Yes, we're going to get a lot of hate mail from the men out here for covering this story. You know that. Because they're going to like, why? Why do you say that? It's not just a headache anymore.
No.
Yeah. Here's the headline. Superdon set it up right. Headline reads, female dragonflies fake death to avoid males harassing them for sex.
This is serious.
This
sounds kind of like, drastic, doesn't
it? I'm gonna pretend I'm dead rather than have sex with you. I was like, oh my gosh, dragonflies have got it down cold. That's cold. Now, granted, it doesn't sound like a spousal thing in this case because it's like apparently all the male dragonflies are they're dive bombing the female, and the female's going, no, it's not time, and the headache excuse is not working. So
I haven't taken a shower, right?
They drop to the ground, they play dead, and they say that, you know, these females that do that, it's risky, but they actually live longer. It's like, this is really endorsing something that the men are not going to like to hear. But, you know, taking it to a whole other level, apparently they've adopted an ability in this way to say, no, not you, not now, perhaps not ever. You know, you can learn a lot from the dragonfly, and, if you're listening, husbands, and your wife is not, don't let them listen to this segment. Just in
case. Hold on. I've got breaking news. Yes, apparently, there's news. I'm reading the headline here. It says 40 women employed by Fox News just hit the floor.
Oh boy, that's bad. Oh, that is so bad.
What?
Yeah, but I bet O'Reilly at this point is wishing they would have before he, whatever they did, said he did.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So it's the animal kingdom. It's the insect kingdom, folks. And unless you're like Jeff Goldblum and David Cronenberg's The Fly, it may not apply to you. But apparently that is a real behavior of certain female dragonflies. And I kind of like dragonflies. I mean, there was, you know, they can be, how do you say, symbols for things that are pretty cool, whether it be change or illusion, different things like that. But there you go. That's our segment four for the day. And we're gonna have to leave it at that.
Going to gracefully exit stage left now.
Gracefully, yeah. And men, if you're mad, just send us a message. We'll read it on the air. Maybe we'll do an apology letter, something like that, for having to cover that story. But, hey, it's nature. We just got to cover what happens. This is what happens, the real stuff we talk about here. RobertScatBell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Check it out. Dr. Bitar is going to join me. There's a new picture posted in the show notes from the weekend of Best Answer for Cancer, including a screenshot from the Discovery ID scene of the crime that Tony appeared with us yesterday on the air. You want to see it? Check it out. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.